A children's novel became a hit show in London and now comes to New York. It's called War Horse, and it is set during World War I. It features life-sized and lifelike horse puppets to tell the emotional story of a boy and his farm horse during cataclysmic events. Jeff London met backstage with some of the puppeteers and actors.
Michael Morpurgo's novel is about a boy, Albert, and his beloved horse, Joey, who he raises from a foal.
When was the last time you were fed? Look, I bet you have another thing. Well, come on then, boy. Well, come on, boy, it's all right. It's all right, I'm not gonna hurt you.
But it's not Albert who narrates the book. It's Joey, the horse, who tells the reader about his journey from a farm in the bucolic English countryside to the bloody battlefields of France. The theatrical version is a different animal, say Toby Ollier and Matthew Burgess, two of War Horse's puppeteers.
The play had to tell the story of the horse being a central character, and the audience have to follow the journey of the horse without this horse becoming pantomimic or
anthropomorphic. You know, good word.
There we go. So the horse was never going to talk. It had to be something that was done visually.
What they've done visually has made London critics and audiences rapturous since the play first made its debut in a limited run at the National Theatre in 2007. The puppets are the thing. Enormous, horse-sized puppets made of cane, canvas, and metal, designed by a South African company and each manipulated by a team of three puppeteers. These horse puppets gallop and trot. They snort and whinny. They carry human riders into battle. International Herald Tribune critic Matt Wolfe says the puppets are at once both highly realistic and completely theatrical.
What's exciting about it is that you are aware of and you see the human machinery, as it were, that's helping bring these animals to life.
Creating this illusion requires great strength. Each puppet weighs well over 100 pounds without a rider. Matthew Burgess plays the heart of the lead horse, Joey.
We have the head who is outside the horse, the heart and the hind, heart being the front legs and the hind being the back legs, who are inside the horse, if you like.
The movement of the ears and head, the flicking of the tail, the stamping of the hooves, these all communicate the horse's emotions. The puppeteers spend a great deal of time learning about horse behavior, says Toby Ollier, who, depending on the night, is either the head of Joey or of the thoroughbred cavalry horse, Topthorn.
We always have 2 weeks puppet training before rehearsals with the actors start. A lot of YouTube videos, visits to the King's Troop stables. Monty Roberts, the horse whisperer, came into rehearsals.
And the puppeteers don't just move like a horse, they sound like a horse. Ollier and Burgess demonstrate.
Let's do some snorty blowy stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's wickering or nickering. There's a bit of, which is the proper term, but yeah, a nicker, which is quite rumbly and... A whinny. Should we do our different versions of it? Because we've got quite different ones, haven't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Matthew Burgess says after a while, the teams kind of become the horse.
There are hours of work that we do predominantly with breath, actually, and the breath is the key to making the team work. That when we change breath or we change the rhythm of the breath, we know that the horse has changed its emotional state.
Easy, Joey. Easy now. Don't get excited. We'll get through this all right. Don't you worry.
Company, advance!
They're taking up positions, sir. They've seen us.
We keep advancing, knee to knee.
Of course, none of the work lavished on getting the horse puppets to behave like horses would mean anything without an emotional story being told. Robert Emms plays Albert, the boy who loves his horse so much that he runs away to join the army after his father has sold Joey to the cavalry for £100. And Albert, like Joey, learns about the horror of war.
He goes on a massive emotional journey to find the horse again. And the great thing about Albert is that he's a symbol for hope and faith for people who come to see the show. And I know that sounds incredibly corny and cheesy, but it's one reason that the show, for me, every night, is a joy to do.
Now, the thing is, Joey, the thing is, you're going to have to go away with that man there, Captain Nichols. Look, I want you to do yourself proud. You drive those Germans back home and then you come home. It'll only be a couple of months. Look, you'll be back by Christmas. He's promised that we should be together again. I promise too. I, Albert Narracott, do solemnly swear that we shall be together again.
Puppeteer Matthew Burgess says World War I wasn't just a catastrophe for human beings.
8 million horses died during the First World War.
Yeah.
Is the figure that is given. And that shouldn't be forgotten.
War Horse has been such a success in London that the production is scheduled to come to the Lincoln Center Theatre in New York next season. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London.
If you're wondering how those life-size puppet horses get built or what they look like or what it's like for an actor to perform alongside them, you'll find answers to those questions and more from Jeff London's interview, which is online at npr.org. You can get there, by the way, through our Twitter feeds. Morning Edition is on Twitter, at Morning Edition. I'm there as well, at NPR Inskeep. You know, I'm getting tweets from people saying they never had any idea how to spell my name until they were forced to find out in order to find me on Twitter. It's NPR INSKEEP. You can also find us on Facebook. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.